Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Bill Nolte. I'm the Associate Superintendent for Haywood County Schools and your host for the Haywood County Schools Report, which is a podcast and a radio broadcast on local AM radio here in Canton, WPTL. I think it's 920 on the dial. If you're listening there, thank you. Or if you're just picking up on the podcast, we thank you. My very special guest on the program is Mr. Mark Shepherd. He's a co-worker of mine. I've known him a long time. One of his many roles in the school district is to be the student services director, and that means that one of the things he's in charge of is random student drug testing. Welcome to the program.
Glad to be here.
I appreciate you being on today. And, you know, Mr. Shepherd knows this, but you know, listeners, for your benefit, we've done this over a decade now, random student drug testing. Checked it out from a legal standpoint many years ago with all the lawyers and made sure it was legal, and then talked about the benefits of it. So can you, Mr. Shepherd, maybe just talk a little bit to our listeners about, you know, why would we do this? Why would we randomly drug test some of our students?
Absolutely. Well, our school board decided several years ago that they wanted to have a way to inform parents if their children were using drugs. And they also wanted to give a mechanism to the kids to be able to say no. To say no, I'm an athlete. No, I want to be able to park my car on campus. No, I can't smoke this or take that.
So in having had two children go, you know, through the district and participate in random student drug testing, you know, it's just really nice to know that we have that availability, and it's not necessarily punitive and they're not kicked out of school. And we'll talk a little bit more about the offenses in just a minute, but it does give them an out. So how do we select students, and what's the basis for being in the pool, I guess?
Well, our board policy says that any of our students who park a car on our campuses or take part in any sports or any other interscholastic competitive activity, right, will be randomly drug tested.
Yeah, if they compete like band, you know, certainly the typical athletic competitions, anyone who is really in a competitive activity where they're putting on our uniform of some sort.
Right. Even ROTC.
Yeah, absolutely. And representing us. And then I interrupted you. Did you talk about parent in too? Parents can opt them into the...
Yes. Additionally, parents can opt their student into the program if their students don't take part in any of these programs and they would just like their kid to be randomly drug tested.
And we don't have a lot of that, but we do have some of it.
We do.
I was telling Mr. Shepherd before we went on, my students participated because of their competitive natures, you know, the two of them. But had they not been in the pool that way, I sure would have asked for them to be in so they can say, sorry, guys, I can't do that. I'm in the pool. Gives them one more good excuse.
Absolutely.
To do something smart instead of something dumb. So let's talk about, we have a certain levels of offenses. So let's talk about first offense. You know, you get the old positive test, or you refuse to take the test. We consider that a positive.
Yes, we do.
What happens with you if you have that first positive?
Well, I guess to lay the groundwork for that, our board also decided that they did not want this drug test to show up or to harm you in any way academically. So we don't call the law.
Right.
You don't get in legal trouble, and you don't get in trouble academically. So we don't do anything that impedes your academic progress, or
you're not suspended.
You're not suspended.
Now, if we
from school,
catch you with it on campus, that's a different.
That's
situation.
A different story.
But if it shows up in the drug test, there's no academic suspension.
That's right. So for a first offense, we have a conference with the student and their parent. We give them a form for them to take to a doctor, and it can be a drug counselor, it can be their family doctor, pediatrician, and all we want to know is that this family has sat down with a physician or a qualified counselor and had a conversation about drug use and abuse, and nothing happens to the student.
Yeah, we just, and again, we don't want to know what the doctor told them. We just want to verify that they talked to someone who knows about drug abuse.
Absolutely.
So that person can advise them. How about second offense?
Second offense, they're going to lose a semester of their parking privileges or at least 20% of their sports participation for a season. So, it's for example, if it's football season, they play football, there's 10 games, they would lose 2 games.
They're going to lose 2. And you can do the math on, you know, baseball or volleyball or soccer or band competitions. You know, they typically have about 5 a year, so you're going to lose one of those. Right. That kind of stuff, 20%. And then we don't have a lot of third offenses, thank goodness, because I think the parents knowing and the kids being aware and them wanting to participate. But in the event that we have a third offense, what happens?
Well, the student would lose their privileges to park their car for a full year, and they would lose the entirety of a sports season for that. And, I mean, it's a tough one, but, and like you say, we don't have very many of them, thank goodness.
Mm-hmm.
But if the student is representing us with our uniform on, and people out in the public know that they represent us, or a student is bringing a car onto our campus, you know, with a third offense, you're starting to get into safety considerations.
Yeah. And you've got abuse rather than use.
Right.
Because kids do experiment. I'm not saying that's right or wrong, good or bad, and I don't endorse it at all. But you could have a positive with a kid experimenting. But once you're tested positive 3 times, that's not experimentation anymore. And it's our attempt to nudge the student and make sure the parent knows, you know, and so maybe they can work toward having a drug-free life thereafter. So we've got a couple more minutes here left on the program. Let's talk about the number of students we test every year and what our positive rates are.
Typically, we test around 250 or so kids per year. On a typical year, our range will be somewhere between 2 and 5% positive, right, which is very low.
Lower than the average. If you've read any research on drug use among teens, that's much lower.
Very much lower.
Than all that research, and we feel good about that.
Right.
Much, much lower. And then one of the things, this is sort of a side note, we've only got a couple things, other things we plan to talk about, but, you know, I've been around this and so have you since the beginning, and I've noticed that just the demeanor of the students has changed. I remember the early days when the drug company pulled in and brought all their stuff with them, people were really uptight. What's it like now?
It's just like a normal part of school and doing business in today's world. In fact, if you ask students about it today, if you get a job at Ingles, you get a job at McDonald's, it's part of it, you know.
A lot of companies are doing that now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and probably should because, you know, we in most jobs, we want to make sure that person they have all their wits about them.
Absolutely.
Right, and especially if they're using big equipment and things like that. And I guess the last thing that we always want to talk about, especially during difficult economic times, is about what does it cost to test students and what do we spend in a year?
Each one of our tests costs $29. We have a pretty comprehensive screen that tests for, of course, marijuana and different opioid medicines. And we spend a total of somewhere between $6,000 and $7,000 on a typical year for our entire student random drug testing program.
And we feel like and we'll have, I didn't ask you what the pool has in it. It has probably 500 or 600 students, 1,500. Total. He's showing me his notes here. But we have 1,500 students in the pool.
Total.
So we're going to screen, 250 of them, and another 1,200 or so, 1,250 or so, are going to be able to, think about having a drug-free life.
That's right.
And to spend $6,000 or $7,000 to get that done for that large pool is a pretty good thing.
Seems like a bargain.
Yeah, I might spend that just on my child if I knew that my child had that kind of a good excuse not to use. I want to thank you for being on the Haywood County Schools Report again. And as always, I want to thank our listeners. I hope everyone has a safe day and a great day.